getting ready for a change in the markets, maybe we should be at least considering that. Jim Lowell joins us right now as a CIO at Advisor Investments. And Jim, when you look at this bull market, it has been really remarkable. My goodness, the NASDAQ is up 25% for the year already. 25%. I wonder, what are the risks that you see here? Valuation is stretched by some measures, but others not so much.
Well, what we see is a market that clearly is continuing to trade on fundamentals, remarkably still capable of ignoring the headline news, which has been anything but calm. The lack of volatility in the marketplace continues to concern us about as much as some of the valuation issues attending the S&P 500. But we are buyers of active managers whose career track records belie their skill set in terms of being able to select within any given marketplace the opportunities at reasonable prices. Granted, that job has become harder the more protracted this bull market has become.
But, you know, when you look around the world, here we have this synchronized global growth going on. You've got over in Europe, the Eurozone going from a decade of being a big-time loser off the financial crisis and then, of course, the sovereign debt crisis to also seeming to churn along very nicely. Thank you very much. There's a lot at work that should seemingly support market momentum to the upside.
I completely agree with you. That doesn't mean that we're not risk aware and conscious of the fact that usually it's something that's not on anybody's radar screens that can tend to upend even a good bull market. But the fundamentals continue to suggest here that we're on a slow growth, not no growth path. And as you just pointed out, the global economy, both the established foreign marketplaces, but also selectively emerging markets, have taken a turn, a measurable turn for the better, both in terms of their economic health and in terms of the gains that the markets are bestowing upon investors who are wise enough to remain diversified or get diversified across the pond.
Is diversified the right thing here? I mean, again, as I'm, I'll go right back to the NASDAQ. I wish I had all my money in the NASDAQ for the year.
It is still. I mean, this year, investors who had 15-20% of their assets engaged in the established foreign markets and the emerging markets have certainly been rewarded a little bit better than had they just concentrated here in the U.S. Concentrating just in the NASDAQ certainly feels good when the bull market is running with a full head of steam as it is today. But, of course, that index is among all the major indexes that investors tend to own the most volatile and typically the most prone to some pretty significant pullbacks.
So where do we look for returns, let's say, in the next year? Is it emerging markets, which, as you just pointed out, have really had a tremendous run up, about 30% if you look at the MSCI Emerging Markets Index? Is it those tech names? Is that where the momentum continues?
We think that the momentum will, in fact, continue in both of those areas and others, so long as the fundamentals continue to support the case for, at the very least, slow growth. We don't think that now is the time to simply be buying whole markets. So we would be avoiding index funds and exchange-traded funds that don't have some sort of refinement to them, some sort of enhanced index approach to the marketplace. We think this year has been and next year will continue to be a marketplace that rewards active managers who have the skill sets to be able to sidestep some of the overvaluations and some of the value pitfalls that await.
What valuations do you are you talking about? What kinds of valuations? Price to sales,
in particular,
price to operating cash, price to free cash flow?
Looking at all those things, we think free cash flow, at least among those three things that you just noted, will be increasingly important. Take GE, just slash its dividend in order to try to shore up its cash flow. We think that this is a marketplace that's going to reward savvy management. We think that next year is going to be probably a little bit more difficult than this year proved itself to be, especially for investors who are narrowly concentrated in the U.S. We continue to think that a more globally diversified approach, both in terms of stocks and in terms of income, makes a lot of sense.
What's the biggest risk to the market environment in the next year?
In the next year, it would be some sort of collapse of the fundamentals, the trajectory of growth, of and for growth, not just here but globally. But I would say that what's going on inside of Saudi Arabia, while it has not impacted our markets, hasn't even impacted their stock markets, that is a new blip on the radar screen of my concerns, and I'm certainly going to be watching closely.
And finally, as you look at that, I mean, do you think that first hits the oil sector, or do you look at across all lots of other areas of growth?
Well, you would have expected it to have hit the oil sector already, but it
hasn't,
has
right?
not. I think there's this sense that somehow it is a contained, as opposed to a contagion effect, but it is definitely a concern. That region, obviously, is always volatile. But this new push seems to be even more volatile, more aggressive, and it could have ripple effects, even though it has not had so yet.
Well, interesting stuff, certainly, and stuff to keep an eye on. Jim Lowell from the Advisor Investments, the Chief Investment Officer there.